Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I'm Shannon O'Hara, and I am so stoked to be joined today by my beautiful sister, Grace.
Hi.
So I've been really twisting Grace's arm to get on here and do a podcast with me because, perfectly honest, Grace is, she's a 3-day access consciousness body class and process facilitator. But above and beyond that, Grace has a kind of ease and space with her body that, frankly, is very rare. And I asked her to come on and have a conversation with me so she could start to share some of her amazing awareness tools and the ways that she is with her body that creates greater space and greater ease. So Gracie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You just sort of like, I call it like guerrilla surprise co-facilitated, you know, your first advanced access body process class in Paris. And Grace and I were just in Paris for advanced body class. And our dad, Gary, who usually does those classes, has been going through some huge stuff with his body and has kindly asked Grace and Simone Melissus to step in and do the afternoons of those classes. And I asked you a bunch of questions on the third day, which is sort of where I want to pick up this conversation today, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
And I asked you a bunch of questions about how you create your body and what your reality with your body is. So do you want to start there with us?
Sure. So what we were talking about mostly was the thing that I find easiest for my body and the thing that I like with my body is a sense of space. And that space is like so big, it kind of helps everything else. So there's a tool that our dad uses and talks about with people, especially in relationship to their bodies. And it's bringing your body into the computation. It's not just saying, I want to eat this. It's including your body in what you eat. It's including your body in everything, what you wear, what you do, where you go, mm-hmm. who you sleep with, all of that. So the other tool is asking your body what it would like to look like instead of imposing your points of view on your body. Mm-hmm. And when I started thinking about that tool, I was probably, I don't know, I was early 20s, mm-hmm. teenager, and I could never find a body that my body was like, that's what I want to look like. Mm-hmm. So eventually I realized that it was more of a sense, an energetic information that I was getting from my body. And that energy was space for me and being expanded and not right. excluding anything, but also including my body a lot more.
So your body, and that's what I think is so cool, is that your body wasn't really showing you a picture of what it wanted to look like. What you discovered was that there was actually this like sense and feeling that your body right. desired.
And it just knew.
Right. So that's huge. And so that's, you know, it's like, to recap, it's like the tool is, it's, and this is one of the sort of access consciousness body questions and a different way of creating with our bodies is to start to ask your body like, okay, so body, like, what do you want to look like? Because how many people out there have, I mean, how many of you guys listening right now have projections and expectations of what your body should be and what it should look like?
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's so prevalent in our world is this projection and expectation of what the body should look like, rather than asking the body like, okay, well, what do you want to be? What do you want to look like? And that's starting to work with the body rather than imposing our points of view on the body.
Exactly.
And so you recognized that it wasn't a visual that your body was going for. It was a sense and a feeling that your body was going for. So can we talk more about that space and that sensation that you discovered?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of hard to talk about because it's just like,
totally
what was, and I was open to receiving the information. And so it just happened. And Well, but it took a while. Like, it wasn't just like super easy. It took years for me to figure out what I was aware of.
So can you talk about that process of figuring that out and getting to that awareness?
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have you and Dad and all these people around me that like, that really don't judge.
Yeah.
And so I grew up like knowing that I didn't need to judge my body, although, you know, growing up in
the world, of course, that then becomes, yeah,
hard.
Yeah.
And so there was obviously things that were like that and times where I judged myself and God was like, I wish my body was like this or skinnier or taller or shorter, you know? Usually I wanted to be shorter.
I know we have this curse, which everyone's going to totally have a different point of view. Like, we're really tall and I've always wanted to wear high heels, but I won't because I'll just be like over 6 foot tall. So I've oftentimes also had that thing about needing to be shorter.
Now I just wear high heels and I went to dinner last night and I was at least a foot taller than everyone.
Right. And I'm sure you looked fabulous and nobody was thinking how ridiculously tall she is. I'm sure everyone was.
Of course. Like, no one
how
cares.
Gorgeous, you know,
when I'm down in their height.
Yeah.
Just when we got up to leave. But, and people do still make comments like, wow, you're so tall. And I used to just shudder and collapse into right. that and be like, I'm too tall.
So let me ask everyone who's listening to this right now. So what judgment do you have of your body that you could now potentially destroy and uncreate? And will you now revoke, recant, rescind, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate all those judgments, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine podpock shorts, boys and meons? And I love what you stated a few minutes ago, how you said you were really fortunate to be surrounded by people who were actually living and choosing this not judging thing.
Yeah.
And you said you knew you didn't have to judge your body, which I think that that's actually like, I mean, for anybody out there listening right now, like, what kind of a household did you grow up in? And were bodies taken care of, honored, adored, enjoyed, or were bodies, you know, judged, punished, criticized?
How many points of view about your body did you get from all those people
and
yours?
Exactly. And that's where we're starting from in this conversation about body consciousness and having a body is all the points of view and all those judgments and energies that we buy, you know, or are given or that are enforced upon us and that then we sell on to everyone and their brother and their sister. And that's why I was so excited to have this conversation with you today, because frankly, I don't really see this conversation, this possibility, and this energy out in the world in abundance.
Right.
What I see mostly is the judgment of bodies and pain and suffering with bodies and abuse of bodies rather than kindness and space, which is something that I actually see you have in abundance.
Thank you. And I would love, I mean, I hope that in the classes that I get to teach and just being me or being around people,
yeah.
They get some of that in themselves. And
well, I asked you, we had a brief conversation in the advanced body class, and something that I indicated was that I noticed that you eat to create space.
Yeah.
And then everyone started asking like, wow, okay, like what even is that? And it sort of was, as soon as I said it, it was, I thought, oh yeah, that's totally what she does. I didn't really premeditate it. It just came out of my mouth. Because I have the gift of being able to articulate things that are going on energetically that most people don't have a reference point for, let alone exactly. Know how to talk about. So I made that indication, like you eat for space. And so a lot of people started asking like, what even is that? And how do you do that?
Yeah, it was funny. One lady was like, how do you do that? And I was like, well, you ask your body.
Right. But this
is going to create space for it.
But how unusual is that, even that statement of ask your body?
Right. Most people don't. And even once after doing multiple body classes and all that stuff, they still don't understand or they still choose not to include their body in so many things because our body just becomes a vehicle for whatever you're doing, working, going on the subway, walking, everything is like your body's just getting you to the place where you need to go, you know? But when you ask your body to be included in that, it has its own awareness, and it has like so much more available to it than you have any idea.
And that's the joy. And that's what I'm so grateful for, is like getting to actually have everything that my body has to offer.
Yeah.
Which is what I actually think like coming to this planet and having a life here is even for. It's like most people are trying to get out of their bodies and like get to that place of not having a body, as though that's going to be funner or more fun. And it's sort of been really cool for me with the Access Body processes and with choosing more consciousness, basically, is sort of like I like accidentally got the gift of my body.
Right.
That I didn't even realize like existed. Like, I'm sure I had it as a kid, but that went away very early on. Cause to be honest, like I wasn't really surrounded with people who were enjoying their bodies. I was surrounded with people who like hated bodies.
Yeah. Which I think most people are. It's funny that we choose to have bodies and then we hate them.
I know. We're like, okay, I really want this body. Like, you come here and then you just totally spend the rest of your life trying to get disregarding it.
Right.
But so like, I like getting more conscious, there was just this, I like feel like I accidentally like got all this treasure that the body is and everything that it has available to it. And something that I love, as we're talking, something I keep remembering this time, you and I, now, so Gracie is a mom and she's got two kids. Mm-hmm. And I remember at one point, it was years ago when Xander was still quite young, he was being fussy, or he hit his head or something. And we had to get into a car. And anybody that has kids knows how fun getting into a car with a kid who's crying is. And you put him on your lap. It was a taxi. And I remember you put him on your lap and you just put your hand on his head where he had hit his head. And you begin to actually transform the energy of that response and reaction that his body was having.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, what a gift to give your children is that awareness that they don't have to suffer with what goes on with bodies, that everything that goes on, even if it's an accident where you hit your head or you eat the wrong thing, you know, or your body has its negative sensations, because it does. The body can have ecstasy and the body can have pain.
Yeah.
It's like to recognize that all energies are transformable. And how to do that.
Yeah. And it's not something that most people are willing to look at.
Yeah. And so that's what we really teach in the Access Body classes, is the processes, that hands-on healing, that ability to access the body. And I know personally, I've had infinite transformation and incredibly dynamic gifts, basically, from running those processes. You know, we were just in the advanced body class, which I got to be a participant of and totally enjoyed. And it was an amazing class. Like, I'm totally spoiled. I go to like a million classes and I get to choose these things. And I've been in a lot of body classes, as both facilitating them and also receiving them. And it was a phenomenal class. Like, there was great processes, amazing stuff. And I came back to Sweden and I've really love gyrotonics, which is a form of exercise. You can call it that, but it's very sophisticated and it's one of my favorite. You know, I spent my 20s doing a lot of Pilates and yoga, and then I discovered gyrotonics, and it's just like, I actually think gyrotonics is like the access version of movement. It accesses so much incredible energy in the body. But anyways, I went to gyrotonics and I had this session, and what I got out of my body in that session was something I've never had access to before. And I discovered my body in a whole new way. And I totally attribute that to what we did in the advanced body class. I got access to something that wasn't available before.
That's amazing.
And that's what bodies can be. They can be amazing.
Yeah. And the classes are so awesome. Like, I love going to them. Being a participant, not just facilitating them. It's amazing to see what people around you transform. And like, it's so palpable, where like sometimes the verbal processing and access is a little bit more like, it's a little subtle and there's not always like this huge thing for people. But with the body classes, I feel like there's a physical change.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you can't really deny it. Like,
exactly.
Like, you had a huge headache when you laid down, and then when you got up, you're totally fine.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to actually, and I don't know if you're going to like this, but I would love to ask you some sort of more hard-hitting questions and sort of the more difficult stuff that people deal with. And a lot of my own personal experience, like I've really struggled with food and eating and weight, like for a lot of my adult life. And talking to you in just the quick passing conversations we've had over the years and even the bigger conversations we've had, I've gotten some of the most valuable keys from those conversations. So that's really what I wanted to kind of pull out of you today and see if we could share with people. So, okay. So the harder hitting questions, which is the people who are really struggling with weight, with a really unhealthy or a really conflictual relationship with food and eating, people who go through a lot of pain with food or the habitual lifelong dieters, and people who just like, no matter what they eat, they don't seem to be able to have ease or peace or a effective reality with their body.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you see all that? What are some of the ways that you, you know, are possible with that stuff?
Well, so my first question usually is like, what are you unwilling to be aware of? Because I find that people really often overeat or like use food or substances or whatever to shut down their connection to their bodies.
Okay. So let's go there more. You're so aware and I love how this works. Cause it's like, so this morning I'm doing a little 3-part, telecall and called Addiction and Entities. And for everybody who doesn't know me or doesn't really know Access yet, and wherever you are listening to this out there right now, I facilitate a Access consciousness specialty called Talk to the Entities. And that's originated from being one of those kids that like hears voices all the time and was always seeing stuff that no one else was looking at or could see, air quotes. and sort of struggling with that as a young adult and then discovering the ability in that. And Talk to the Entities is really that labor of love and discovering the tools, the processes to work with awareness of entities. And so anyways, this morning I was doing the entities and addiction, the first call, and I started talking about food addiction and entities and that this exact thing that you were saying about how people use substances to turn off awareness.
Yeah.
And as soon as I started talking about it, my stomach just started gurgling and moving and adjusting. And I asked everybody like what auto response to awareness, and specifically like what auto response to awareness of entities do you have? And so it's that thing about awareness is so massive and so misunderstood.
Yeah.
And I'm not professing to have the answer about like that, but it was just so incredible to do that class this morning. And even in this conversation, it's like to talk about awareness. And like, I felt like a huge amount of resistance from people listening to awareness. And even a lot of people said like, it just feels like too much.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it feels like too much because you sort of contract into this awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think a lot of people function with their bodies. They contract into it. They
cool. Okay, so let's talk about that.
Feel great. More solid.
No, that's a great indication actually. And I because one of the things that you did in the advanced body class that I felt was really effective in my world, and I also perceived it really changed a lot of other people's sort of connection and reality with their bodies, mm-hmm. was you talked about expanding out.
Yeah.
So can you go through that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the tools that we use in Access is expanding out and then looking at, so if you just do that exercise, you just expand out, just think about pushing out or pulling out or whatever, not letting go of your body, but just encompassing your body. And then you go out a little bit further and a little bit further. So look at the connection with your body. It's still there. You're not letting go of it. You're actually just encompassing your body, and you're kind of like, I like the visual of like a bubble boy, you know, you become like the bubble around your body, and then you actually expand out even more and more and more. And that makes the awareness is still there. You're still aware, you're still connected to your body, but you're not the effect of all of it because right. you don't contract into it. You don't solidify
and this
it.
This is really like simple but profound indication of the difference between like contraction versus space
mm-hmm.
and becoming more spacious, deliberately expanding out, deliberately. Like, and this is one of the tools that I love that is really in the foundation. It's one of the first things we talk about, which is expanding out and becoming infinite.
Yeah.
And just hearing you say like we contract into awareness, like that even like gives me the reminder to like, oh yeah, expand out more. Like whenever
exactly.
I'm struggling with something, just expand out.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. It's kind of like taking a step back. You would say like, instead of going into this like whirlwind of if you're dealing with something bad or something intense or something traumatic for you, instead of going into that and going, oh, this is so right, wrong, good, bad. If you take a step back, if you expand out, you have so much more available to you.
Cool. And exactly. And, yeah.
Yeah. And, I was going to say something else, but I don't remember it anymore. So
you're so spacious that you're so spacious that the thoughts just, and that's the thing with space is that it actually is transformative.
Right.
And so what if our bodies could be so much space that they literally transformed the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the intensity, the density that so many of us experience around our body, through our body, with our body, and in the world.
Definitely. It would be like a whole new world, Jeannie.
Yeah, a whole new universe. But that's really the universe, and that's the world that I would love to live in. And so I know that that change has to start with me, and it starts in my body, not by getting rid of my body.
Exactly.
So cool. So back to the question of like that thing about overeating or substance abuse or the ways in which we really like abuse our body, let's just face it, with, mm-hmm. you know, food, alcohol, drugs.
All of that is just a way to create separation with your body. That's what people are using it for.
Oh my God. And how huge is that, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, drug abuse is a good example. It's more obvious than food abuse, let's say, or even judgment.
I don't know. I think food abuse is really obvious for a lot of people.
Yeah, but it takes longer to be that obvious.
So let's go back a step to when you said that all those things are the way in which people create separation from their bodies. So why do people want to separate from bodies?
That's a good question. Why do people want to separate from their bodies? I think it's different for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah. And so some of the stuff that I've like been looking at is, I mean, one of the obvious things is like where we're told sort of like in religions and cults and stuff, like that the body is like sinful and wrong. And if you have a body, yeah. you're a sinner. And like anything that is the body's pleasure is considered evil or the devil's work. I mean, that's like, it sounds sort of funny to me because we weren't raised with religion, but I mean, a lot of people are raised that way to believe that their body is like wrong and evil and sinful.
Well, the whole women have the curse of their menstrual cycle.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So people hate getting their period.
So let's do this. So everywhere that you bought or believed or perpetrated or sold that the body is a curse rather than a gift, let's destroy and uncreate all that, everybody. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shirts, boys and beyonds. And like, what if we lived in a world where our body was actually treated as the gift that it is? And something that I've really enjoyed is watching you have kids and watching you raise your kids from the space of the body as a gift, and that the body's not wrong, and actually kindness towards their bodies.
Yeah. And I think they're both like so happy. And like, I was just thinking about Grayson. He's only two or barely two. And he's just like chubby and cute and baby. And he when he was little, he used to pull up his shirt to look at his tummy and pat it and thought it was so funny. And he enjoyed like all of it. And he's learning how to, he's potty training and stuff. And he's just like having so much fun with what's going on in his body.
Yeah. And I've actually,
it's hilarious.
And it was actually really interesting to be, because I've spent a lot of time around you guys. And I actually noticed in a way that really made me have to question a lot of stuff that I have with my body, and also a demand for me to change a lot of stuff, which was like, he is totally chubbers and totally baby and so cute. And I've seen him lift up his shirt, and like, it was really interesting because for me, I grew up around so much body judgment that like, I actually noticed that I had that imprint in my world being around him, watching him enjoy his body. I felt all the judgments that were projected at me when I was a baby and growing up and as a kid, and just all the projections of the body being fat or wrong, you know, something you needed to hide or be ashamed of. Like, it was so, and I noticed all that in my world, which is really the gift that he was in the joy of his body. And I went, whoa, okay, I've got to change that stuff. And we're so lucky because we have tools to deeply, permanently, and effectively get rid of and transform so much of the crap that is heaped on us and that we buy into from the day, you know, from day one.
Yeah. I feel very fortunate. I feel very fortunate to watch both of my kids just be function so with so much ease, and like have all the things that I thought were hard for me, they have so much ease with. And it's like, it's really cool to watch kids grow and figure things out for themselves. And I don't know, it's been funny to watch Grayson just like love his body. I love it. He's so happy.
And that's the gift. And that's the gift that a body can be. And that's right. The gift that you're letting him have with his body. So it kind of has to come in a lot of directions. So it's like, and so for anybody that's listening to this right now that would love to have more of the gift of their body, it's like, please, number one, know that it's a choice you have to make. The body is a gift. It's not something that you need to work really hard to gain. It's actually something that you have to work really hard to get rid of.
Uh-huh. And that's what people do. They work really hard for a long time to get rid of it.
To get rid of the joy and the gift of the body. And it's like every time, and this is what's sort of profoundly simple and mind-blowing and huge, is that every time that you judge the body, you know, mm-hmm. and how many of us are from, like, come on, it's like, we all know how that goes. It's like every time you judge your body, you're disconnecting and separating from its gift.
Exactly.
And even if your body wasn't going to look right or ever be what you think it should, what is it that you could be receiving more now?
Exactly.
So cool. So that's just a taste of this very different spacious possibility with bodies. And thank you for sharing your energy on this.
Thank you for coaxing it out of me.
Yeah, because it's something that I love. It's like, we all know, we see so much about how to get the right body. We just don't see enough of how to actually enjoy the body you have and mm-hmm. really receive the gift of the body that you have.
It's true. And I hope today gives people a little bit of that or a lot of it. Sometimes you just need to hear one person say something and it changes everything. So,
and to recognize that it is really going against the current in a huge tide in the world. It's like, there aren't a lot of people out there really enjoying their bodies.
Yeah.
So we look forward to meeting you out in the world. And if you ever want to come out and check out the Access Body processes that we've been talking about and discover really what's possible there, please get that it is available. And myself and my sister and a ton of other amazing Access Consciousness body process facilitators and Access Consciousness facilitators are out there creating the invitation. Please come learn these tools. They've worked miracles for us, and we would love all of you to have more joy with your bodies and have a happier world.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks everybody out there. Ciao.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.